This is Sophia Loper-Cower reporting for the SRA right here at All Points East Festival in East London. I am so excited. I have been drooling over the lineup for this weekend. It is absolutely amazing, and I'm so thrilled to be here. We've got headliners LCD Sound System, The XX, Bjork, and on top of that we got Glass Animals, we got Kalayla, we've got Lord, we've got Yannicka. We have an endless list of unbelievable artists, and hopefully we're gonna get to chat to some of them. We're gonna go check out the site. We've got amazing things coming up, so do stay tuned.
I'm speaking to Teresa from Yannicka. Hello.
Hello.
Well, I was lucky to get to catch your set at All Points East a few days ago.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are absolutely amazing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, what I was going to say is, like, obviously you guys have this insane energy when you're performing, which I know you're quite known for. And
Thank you.
Sound of your music has this really crazy, like, carnal feeling to it. Like, it's really just a massive burst of energy. Which is right. It's like with the band. Is that something that's very intentional for you?
I don't know. I think, like, we just kind of write, and it's like, I don't know. We don't really plan, like, oh, this should be, like, crazy here and all this. We just kind of go with it, and then I think whenever we perform as well, I think, like, the energy there is kind of essential for us to kind of, like, get totally into it and, like, release.
That's good. Do you find it very cathartic, both, like, the performance side and the writing side?
I love it, though.
In terms of the new single, FWTB, I can't say the real name, unfortunately, because we are on radio and I'm all up to swear. But, like, that one definitely, it definitely has this, again, that same, like, massive burst of energy, like, just a release of a lot of emotion. It's definitely quite feminist as well, I think. The word empowering is thrown around a lot as well about that. Is that what you wanted from it?
Definitely, like, this is kind of like, yeah, just like, you know, when people try and tell you no, like, can I get in the way, and you're just like, wait, get out of the way, I'm going, I'm doing this. And then, yeah, I don't know, I feel like sometimes your opinion can be, like, pushed aside, or, I don't know, you just got listened to, and it's kind of like, you're going to listen to me right now. I really hope people feel empowered and stuff when they listen to it.
Yeah, well, I definitely feel like it is. It was, when I was there watching you at All Points East, I was very much in that, like, I was part of it for sure. I also noticed when I was doing a little browse online that the promo art for FWTV has this really cool protest footage in it. Was that from anything in particular?
Really, so it was like we were kind of trying to put a vibe on it where it's like kind of have that protesty vibe, because it's that kind of song, you know, it's very you want people to like listen and change, and like, so it was kind of, yeah, we put it there for that reason, like kind of to match the song, really. Yeah, it was just like one that we found.
Okay, well, regardless, it really does put that forward quite well, so it was really awesome. I reached out to someone who actually knows a mutual friend of ours. So I know the guys from Stereo Honey. I interviewed Pete a couple times. On my radio show. Yes, love them.
They're amazing.
Yes, they are
amazing.
So I reached out to him. I was like, do you have any insights, any information you can give me about Yannicka? And this is the message that he's having me pass on. It's actually for George. But maybe you can give me a bit of context here. So he said, tell him to stop bursting his pretty, I'm not sure if he wrote face or ass here, I'll be honest, open on stage.
Oh, okay, yeah. So that's like when we're playing, he hit himself in the face with his guitar. And literally got like a golf slump ball above his eye. And it was like bleeding and stuff. Yeah.
How do you hit your face with a guitar?
Oh, he's a bit crazy, isn't he? So that's, he did that on stage, and then it was just pouring out.
It is early afternoon on day two of All Points East. Still me, Sophia, with you right here. Yesterday was unbelievable. So many incredible acts. I have to say that my highlights were definitely LCD Sound System, the headliners. They were like a massive machine working. I couldn't understand what was going on half the time, but I was fascinated. I was hypnotized. If you ask my friend who was standing next to me, I was just in a trance for half of it. I was absolutely amazed. And in second place, but not by far, I have to mention Young Fathers. These guys are a Scottish hip-hop group doing very experimental stuff, a little bit of Outkast moments in there. And again, I was absolutely blown away. They're doing something totally different, and I am just so excited to see what's coming up. Definitely wants to watch. And of course, as well, I have to mention Yannicka. These guys are hardcore, they are loud, they're fun, and they have some really dedicated fans, so the energy at their stage was unbelievable yesterday. Gotta give my food review as well, obviously. How can we forget about food? Festivals are becoming more and more about food. I had some vegan, fully loaded fries yesterday because I don't eat dairy. We don't get along very well. So got a little bit of, had a little bit of like a chili cinnamon sauce, some nuts, some miso mayo. You know, that's something you get every day. It was pretty good. I enjoyed it. But to top that off, I went and found myself a lovely salted caramel vegan brownie. It was fudgy and it was gorgeous. I am still dreaming about it today, and I may or may not drop a little bit of extra money to grab myself one today as well. I am speaking to Harvey Cawson. I'm assuming you're back in Bristol now, Harvey?
Mm-hmm. I am back in Bristol in my home.
Very nice. Home sweet home.
Uh-huh.
Well, you played a fantastic set at All Points East at the Jaeger House.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Did I see they gave you a free Jaeger bottle to take home?
Yeah. It was a personalised bottle with my name on it, not even a sticker. It's ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
We managed to get through it. It was very, very good. Very, very spoiled.
Currently, you're collaborating quite a bit with Gabriel Gifford, your friend and, I believe, flatmate.
He's in the other room.
Very nice. So he's just kind of always around then? It's just like that constant...
Yeah, just a weird, creepy guy. Produces music.
No. Fair enough. Well, what does he bring to the project that's a little bit different now that, again...
Gabe's an incredible producer. He's a bit of a music wizard. And he's got really big hip-hop roots and... He got me into a lot of Afrobeat stuff and lots of rhythmic bass stuff, but we just have lots of different genres that we've sort of been brought up on, and I think the fusion of that works really well together, and he kind of sonically can realise ideas slightly better than me, so we work really well together. We just on a level with music production, I think, and that really helps. So
okay.
We do get in each other's hair because we live together.
Fair enough.
It works out.
Okay.
And the EP is going smoothly. We're nearly finished.
Very nice. How many tracks are on it?
Just the four.
Okay. Very nice. And has there been anything specific, like maybe like a specific groove or specific sound that he's brought in that you've really, really liked?
A lot of the... he's great at like sampling stuff, so I think... some of the like reversed Rhodesy sample stuff that he found for Branches and the arpeggiate stuff.
Ooh.
I love that. Yeah, that was him.
Yeah, I was gonna say I really like the I guess it is like a, I don't know if it's a synth or a chime or what it is, it's kind of played in reverse. It sounds very,
yeah, it's
very
weird,
bird-like,
kind of floaty.
Yeah
it kind of, I like that. When I remember first hearing it, and I just thought that would be on my street. I could do some stuff on the top of that. Try and sort of make it into a full song was difficult, because when you're working with samples, it's hard to change things up, and you get into that sort of the hip hop cycle of just a groove and a sample looped over and over, cut and chopped up, but.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to make songs out of stuff is difficult, but I enjoy the process.
Okay, very nice. And the EP that this song is going on, again, we started talking about it, is Murphy's Hand. Is that in anywhere reference to Murphy's Law? Which kind
it's,
of... Oh,
it's,
yes.
It's not. It's
not.
Murphy's Hand is the second barrel name of a friend of ours who we are sort of don't see as much anymore. But he was a massive advocate for like not having his phone on him, and he was a crazy guy. And I haven't seen him in a long time, but the song's about him. But I'm gonna leave the sort of the mystery of that one until it comes out, because it all comes to life with the song, and it features him a little bit in the song. So
okay. All right, we'll leave it at that. The only reason I was wondering was because I looked up Murphy's Law, and it says that it means that things will go wrong in any given situation if you give them a chance to. And I thought I picked up some of that in some of the songs, like Warn You kind of has a bit of those kinds of themes, but fair. It's like, yeah, I thought I'd put it out there and test it.
An interesting link, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. I didn't know that, so it's interesting.
It's all good. Just a Google, that's all. I think the last thing, so I noticed probably about a week ago on your Instagram story that you were scanning some lyrics from a lyric book. Was there any reason that you were doing that?
There wasn't. I have a load of lyric books, tons and tons, and I was trying to get things organized for like a hand-in for a project about the CP, actually. But culminating that all together, I got quite a few messages about it, and people sort of thought that I was hinting at something, but it could be something that I might bring into a future release or something like that, as a sort of lyric and analysis and all that side of things.
Okay.
Just scans, yeah. Could be a thought.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I was very curious when I saw that. I'm definitely one of the people that was like, what is going on? Is this like a new thing?
Well, I'm sorry, I don't have a definitive answer for that one.
That is okay. Well, all the best to you for everything. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you.
Really looking forward to this EP coming out.
Thank you.
It is a very humid day 3 here at All Points East Festival. I'm still keeping at it though. It's so very worth it. I will power through. Yesterday, obviously got to talk about it, was absolutely insane. Of course, the XX headline, they are such a perfect summer headliner. When they play a guitar riff, it just soars across the field of thousands of people. And it's the kind of thing that you remember for years and years to come. I'm still just like fantasizing about how beautiful last night was. You know, like Jamie XX is obviously a brilliant DJ as well, so he had all kinds of cool things happening. He had this really amazing transition into On Hold that my friend was like telling me I had to catch it, and luckily I did. It was really, really amazing. Although the XX were unbelievably brilliant, I do have to give my highlight of the day to Lorde. She is an unreal front woman, personality on stage. She's a great dancer. She had dancers with her as well. She's wearing this amazing outfit. She had this light show to match and all these really beautiful pastel colors. And she is just such a brilliant writer as well. Like, she writes pop songs that have so much depth and character to them. So you just feel so much when you watch her. So much so that I actually started crying when she performed Liability last night. It got me, and not much does. So I was very, very pleasantly surprised by that. Another highlight for me was Koji Radical. He blends everything from grime to trap to kind of Anderson .Paak type jazz sort of rap. And he's a brilliant presence on stage. He's so hard to miss that everyone in that crowd is really excited to watch him. I really loved him, and he's another artist I'm going to have my eye on. Speaking of artists I have my eye on, saw my friend Harvey Cawson yesterday. He's got a bit of a James Blake sound that's already so developed. He's quite young as well. I think he's about 20. And yeah, he's already got such a distinct, planned out sound that is so unbelievably good that I am definitely gonna have my eye on him as well and see how he progresses. I think that he's gonna get really, really famous someday soon. In addition to all this, I was kind enough to sacrifice my dignity for the SRA yesterday. I went over to the lovely people at Sony who have done a really cool setup here at All Points East, which is up in the sky. It's elevated so you can see the main stage. And you go into a room, you pick the color of the walls around you, you put on a ridiculous costume. I myself looked a bit like Elton John when I picked my costume. And you dance to a song of your choice. My choice was Weight Off by Kay Trinata from my hometown with Bad Bad Not Good, also Canadian like myself. And they put the video of you dancing like an idiot in slow motion and project it on a massive screen that is, again, next to the main stage. They also send you the video of that, so I, embarrassingly, have one and am being really, really nice and sharing it with the SRA. So if you go over to our social media, you will find me making a fool of myself. You're very, very welcome. Last but not least, of course, I have to give my food review. Yesterday, I got a combo of three absolutely gorgeous curries. I got a beef one, a chicken one, and a vegan chickpea and mushroom one. It was exactly what I needed to help me power through the last few hours of the day. You know, see Sampha, see Lord, see the XX. And it was so, 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 so good. And also, of course, I went back for my brownie as promised. They're too good to pass up. I think I'm probably going to get another one today as well. All right, stick with us. I've got one more review of today once I get through all of that. And hopefully much more as well. I am sat on top of the Ray-Ban stand at the main stage at All Points East, where I just did a DJ workshop with Kieran, who sat with me now. Hello, Kieran.
Hi, nice to meet you. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. It's a bit warm today.
Yeah, it is really hot. But I'm not going to complain because we're in the UK and we don't see weather like this all the time. So I'm just being grateful that it's actually hot for a change.
Absolutely. I miss this. I'm actually getting a bit of a tan, which I don't think I've had for a while, basically since I've moved here. Well, again, you just did a really awesome DJ workshop. Tell us a bit about the tracks that you brought with you today.
I tried to bring a mixture of everything, really, because it's quite a diverse festival, so I just wanted to have a bit of something for everyone. So I've got a bit of house, a bit of garage, some really nice classic house, just everything, really. Made sure that I bought some Jamie XX as well, because obviously the XX are here. So yeah, like just feel good music, really, because it's a festival and it's sunny. So
fair enough. Did you catch the XX last night?
No, I didn't. I had to shoot off before they played, unfortunately.
Okay, well, not to rub it in, but it was really, really, really good. We have a lot of DJs or aspiring DJs amongst the Student Radio Association members. Do you have any tips for anyone who's starting out?
Best thing for starting out, I'd say, listen to as much music as possible, all different kinds of music, because it's going to broaden your horizons as a DJ. And don't worry about going out and buying the fanciest, flashiest equipment. Just buy what you can afford, but buy good, if that makes sense. So my recommendation is just go for Pioneer, because that's the industry standard. So even if it's a cheap Pioneer controller, by the time you do work your way up to a full club setup, it's not going to be too far removed from what you started on. Okay. So you'll understand it pretty well.
Okay, amazing. Well, Kieran, I know you have people waiting for you for another workshop downstairs, so I'll let you go. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for chatting with me.
I'm here with Ben in City. Hello, guys.
Hey.
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 I love this. We've just done a circle of heys going all around the table. Yeah, you guys played
a Mexican wave.
A hexagon wave, yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. This is going to descend into madness very quickly, I have a feeling. So we'll start with a serious question and see where it goes. So, Joshua, this first one is for you.
Okay.
So I've obviously known you for a little while. I've seen you do spoken word poetry, which you are quite known for around here. How does doing spoken word and the kind of, I guess, process of writing these kind of lengthier poems translate into music that's a little more concise now, that's quite got a bit of a pop hook to it?
Well, I think the main difference is collaboration. It's the understanding that you, whereas when you're writing a spoken word piece, it is purely you and your thoughts, and it all lives and dies by the ideas and the techniques you use to articulate them. Music is a collaborative piece. At least the music that Benin City makes is collaborative. It means that, say for example, something like Faithless, I have to run it by Tom, and Tom is going to have input in terms of how it works versus music, and we're going to run it by our producers, who's also going to have some kind of input. Or to give a better example, Boss, where I wrote the first bit, and then I ran it by Shanaz, and Shanaz then kind of was like, oh, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? And helped kind of really beat it into shape and see it from a different point of view. And then when we played it to Tom, and Tom was like, okay, here's where this melody could go. Here's what we can do with the bridge to kind of accentuate what you're saying. And it's that collaborative effort that then kind of takes something that might have ended up as an essay and put it into something that is hummable.
Kind of touching on this then, so if you compare where this record is going, like with the singles that have come out, to Fires in the Park, the last record, it's a lot more of, again, a hook-oriented sound. It's a lot brighter sounding. That one was a little more stretched out, a little more, not necessarily experimental, but again, it moved in a bit of a different way. So because this album is very much about the London club scene, about, you know, how everything's kind of changing over time, does the music kind of reflect that, you know, reminiscing about being in clubs in any way?
Absolutely, yeah. We had dance music at the core of what we were going to try and make this time around. One of our biggest successes from the first record, Josh has already mentioned it, was a track called Faithless, which was one of our more, like, dance-led kind of pieces that we wrote. So that was one of the starting points that we took for writing the rest of the record. So the first record was kind of a combination of a few years and like a kind of a chameleonic, I just made a word up, but I'm going to go with it, lineup. Yeah, there we go. You can use that again, chameleonic. I'm not going to spell it for you though. Josh was like, at that time, much more prolific on the spoken word scene. I just come out of music college, playing a load of kind of jazz and more experimental music. Mm-hmm. So definitely that flavour is in that record. We wanted people to really be able to listen to this record and get access to this record. And we did, although we were making the record that we wanted to make and telling the stories we wanted to tell this time, we had in the back of our minds that we wanted things to be tighter, more concise. So maybe we get some opportunities where it might be played on radio, more people would hear of us, more people would engage with the rest of the album and hear the whole story.
Actually, turn to you for this one, Shanaz. So I happen to know that you've lived in Houston, you've lived in New York, as well as London. What makes London kind of different and special to you, and kind of something that you'd want to write such an album about?
For me personally, like, club culture, dance music and that sort of thing is literally kind of like, it's in my blood because my parents are really young, so I grew up like watching them get ready to go raving. My dad had a pirate radio station, that kind of thing. And in my sort of time on both sides of the pond, I've definitely really realised how much genre kind of melts away in London, because club is club. So whereas it was so much more about like small club subcultures in the States, when it comes to dance music, when it comes to all different types of music, even like what you consider urban or black music versus everything else, like it's all separated. Whereas here in London, it's like clubbing is clubbing. You're gonna hear every incarnation, every flavor of dance music or electronic music. Like, it's just, we're just much more in tune to like, if it makes you dance and if it's electronic, it's for you, kind of thing. So if you're a grime lover, you also love funky house, or you love deep house. Or if you're a R&B lover, you still went out to dance to garage. Or, you know, there was always like dance music treated as music, and treated as like a kind of an umbrella culture in London. Like, to be from London is to know dance music and to have grown up with dance music and to actually know how to dance to it as well, because that's what I find in the States. People are a little bit like, how do I dance to this until I'm drunk enough to just jump up and down? Whereas we literally, yeah, would be stepping the same way. And we do that on stage a lot. Like, we, you know, we don't just fist pump and jump up and down. We literally are grooving the way we would to any other type of music.
I am home now after my last day at All Points East. I'm really gutted that it's over because it was such an unbelievable weekend. Totally lived up to the hype. But hey, I'll get to keep my memories, like they always say. Bit cliche, but true. My absolute highlight of yesterday was Friendly Fires. They are back after a hiatus of many years. They performed an awesome career-spanning set. Their stage presence is just so joyful and fun. And their lead singer can't dance for his life, but that's my favorite thing about him, because he does it anyway, and I think that we should all have a little more of that kind of spirit in our lives. So yeah, they were so much fun. And just to add to everything, they brought a rainbow confetti cannon with them. So all of the air around the stage was just full of rainbow confetti. I managed to get a little piece of purple confetti and pocketed it in my dungarees. So I think that's around my apartment somewhere now. Also gotta give shoutouts to Bjork for being the weird and wonderful superhuman artist woman that she is. Everything that she does is so experimental and innovative and brilliant, and her set absolutely followed that. She created some kind of woodland forest thing on stage where she was dressed kind of like a flower, and she had either singers or flautists, I'm not sure how you say that, surrounding her as well in similar outfits. It was very much an interesting visual experience. Also, speaking of visual experiences, I have to mention Flying Lotus, who brought a 3D visual experience with him for a set. It was trippy, it was bizarre, it was almost creepy at times, but it was so cool. You just got lost in it. Absolutely mind-boggling. Also have to mention Parcels. They are some of my favorite people performing on the scene now. They're a bunch of Aussie guys who now live in Berlin, and they're making like funk disco that sounds like it's been ripped from the 60s and 70s, and yet they're all in their early 20s. So I don't know how they make it work, but they do. Their songs have some of the catchiest, most earwormy hooks that you'll ever hear, so do go check them out. Last but not least, I have to give a final shout out to Krungbin. People have been telling me to check them out for months, and I finally did at the festival, and I get the hype. They are absolutely awesome. Last but not least, to round out this podcast, I have to give my final day food review. On the last day, I had a vegan pulled pork burger. They did something very smart with it, where they deep fried the pulled pork pieces into a patty, so it wouldn't be messy, you know, I wouldn't spill it on my little festival getup. But I won't lie, it wasn't my favorite meal of the weekend. I felt like it was missing something. I did make up for it, though, because I went to get myself some churros after, which have become a music festival staple for me in the past year. They're basically dessert fries. Like, who would say no to churros when you're out listening to good music, having a wonderful time at a music festival? Churros are just the best way to go. They're the best thing to add to that experience. Right, that is all for me. Thank you so much for listening. Signing off after a wonderful weekend at All Points East.